Jared Cook earns his keep. Aaron Rodgers walks the talk. And Devontae Adams continues his rise. Here's our third installment of Peak Performances. That touchdown was the cornerstone to Nelson's 126-yard effort at Tennessee. In addition, Nelson also set a career high with 12 receptions. His performance against the Titans was the start of a solid second half of the season. This was his first of four 100-yard outings en route to earning Comeback Player of the Year honors. Sidelined for six games due to injury, Packers tight end Jared Cook returned in a big way.
Snap to Rodgers on third down. Lost the right side for Cook. He's got him on the shoulder. To the 40, to the 50. Right sidelines to the 45 and out of bounds.
Against Washington, Cook caught six passes for 105 yards and a touchdown. It was by far his most productive regular season game. His presence clearly made a difference on offense and coaxed some bravado from quarterback Aaron Rodgers.
I feel like we can run the table. I really do.
Rodgers backed up those words on a Monday night in Philly, putting together a very efficient performance. Rodgers finished 30 of 39 for 313 yards, two touchdowns, and a 116.7 rating in leading the Packers to the first of eight straight victories.
Good protection, drills the middle, wide open, Jordy Nelson, 45, he goes down to the midfield marker.
With the entire offense running at peak performance, Rodgers stepped on the gas, engineering one of the best drives of the season. The Packers marched 78 yards in 17 plays, burning 8:21 off the clock, and producing a field goal to clinch the 27-13 win.
Snap to Rodgers, backpedals, lost the left side of the end zone for Devontae Adams, makes the catch, back wide of the end zone, touchdown!
With plays like that, it's easy to see why receiver Devontae Adams is featured once again in peak performances. Against the Eagles, he caught five passes for 113 yards and two touchdowns. The first on a 12-yard slant to cap the opening drive. The second you've already seen, but it's too good not to show it again. After the game, Adams said he never really saw the ball until it cleared the defender. It was a cold and snowy day at Lambeau Field. As a fan, the game conditions were just what you wanted. If you are a punter, probably not. Having played collegiately in Buffalo, Jake Shum never flinched. On a day where field position became key, Shum placed three of his five punts inside the Houston 20, including back-to-back efforts that were downed at the 11. His 43-yard gross and 35.8-yard net helped the Packers win the field position battle and the game 21-13. Those are your peak performances for games 9 through 12. Be sure to vote for your favorite, and we'll be back next week with the home stretch of the regular season.